Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Linda and I are down here with about, 6,000 right now, 7,000 of our closest friends.
We're live, and I'll tell you something. It smells really good. I'm hungry. It's beautiful. It's cool. Actually, it's the coldest morning that I've ever experienced down here at the Pancake Breakfast. It's currently 53 degrees, and you know what? Which makes it lots of fun because it's not hot and gooey like it's been in the past. You know, when you think about pancake syrup and it's hot. No. I mean, your butter's going to stay there for a while.
But it's, you know what, 57 degrees, it's beautiful out. The sun's shining, and it's time to come on down and get those pancakes.
It's going to be a beautiful next couple days here at the rodeo, too. But we are downtown. They call it the Gulch area. I think we're down by the Cascade
Roaring
Theater.
Gulch.
Please come down and say hello to us. Come by and say hi. This is really exciting. And you know what's really great? They've got great crowd control, Carl.
Absolutely. Everybody's in line. The lines are moving fast. But you know what? Let's start off our show like we do every morning, Monday through Friday at 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9, 10 in the morning with our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Well, stocks are also in the sun today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 63 points at 15,295. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 1655. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 18 points at 3,483. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America, positive 12 cents at 13.48, General Electric, positive 6 cents at 23.33, Pfizer, off 6 pennies at 29.19. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo, off 29 cents at 83.45, Pacific Gas and Electric, positive 36 cents at 47.24. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is flat to yield 1.88%, and over to commodities, gold is down $18 an ounce at $1,368, silver off 25 cents at $22, crude oil trading positive 83 cents at $96 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, hey, you going to come on down and get some pancakes today?
I should run over there before the next radio spot. I might happen to do that.
Goodbye.
Have a great day.
Say hello. Okay, hey, that's our Wells Fargo Advisors. You know, a lot of stuff goes on in Wells Fargo, and the their advisors very well professionally trained. And then you have also Wall Street, and you never know what's going to happen in Wall Street. So give them a call or stop by their place down at Park Marina Drive. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and Assemblyman Brian Daly's with us, and we're going to talk about just a quick update on what's happening in the Sacramento area. We'll be right back after these messages.
Going to take you to paint this house. You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality. Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindalelis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR, as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing Through Nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
And I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kinda doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Schreichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, how were you treated during the sale? And Kathy said, we didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone. Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back. We're 14-6.
Saying it's 53 degrees down here, and I'm saying there's jackets. Usually you're, you know, I was going to wear a dress today. And thought, I thought, I don't know. This is like layered weather. Well, we're really happy to be down here live, and there's all kinds of people. You know, usually you have 10,000, 11,000, I think, they last year of your closest friends.
There you go.
So, you know, this is kind of the place if you wait all year long. You know, you may go to the rodeo, and, of course, we're going to be there tonight. Tomorrow we'll be doing the rodeo parade as well as tomorrow night. But we really encourage you to come down because they've been actually, what, cooking now for how many days, getting ready for all this?
Since midnight they were doing the batter. We're going to be talking to one of them, or two or three of the Asphalt Cowboys a bit later on talking about this. But joining us right now is our own assemblyman, Brian Daly.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, Brian, I don't know if we've really talked a lot, you know, not on the air since your election, and you've been down in Sacramento. So how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's obviously challenging being in the super minority, but, you know, look, I'm reaching across the aisle trying to build relationships. And actually today I have six, other assemblymen and women up in McLeod. They're right now probably getting finished with their breakfast and getting ready to get on a bus. And we're going to take them out in the forest and show them what we do up here in Northern California. One of the members had never been past the airport in Sacramento. That's as far north as he'd been. So I told him this is God's country, and I'm excited about that. It's one of the things that I was focused on was reaching out to them, and I also let them know that I would go to their districts and get to know what their issues are in their districts and build relationships. We have the ability to be there for 12 years, and I'm hoping that through those relationships we can start moving California in the right direction.
Well, you know, I hope you didn't offend them when you said God's country. You know.
It is.
Well,
yeah, well, you know,
I hope you haven't gotten into that.
There's some folks down there that definitely have a different perspective on life than we do. But, hey, they're in charge, and they run the place. The Democrats do. And so I'm working as hard as I can to educate them and to bring some common sense to the place. I'm so excited to be here at the Asphalt Cowboys. You know, I should have brought them to this so they could see what little Northern California communities are like.
You know, that would have been a great idea because this is a tradition here, but the people getting together on this day, the rodeo, and just showing them what it looks like, what a town looks like, how the people are, and how, you know, that this is important to us and keeping our way of life up here.
Can I ask a question before we go to break? Well, what would you say, so far in your term would be the biggest challenges that you face?
The biggest challenge we face is that we can't, as Republicans, we can't move anything in Sacramento unless the Democrats allow us to do it. We need to win back 3 seats. If we can win back 3 seats, we'll be in a lot better position, and that's what I'm focused on, is putting more Republicans in office down there so I can have some allies.
Okay, now there's three things. There's the economy, there's this the bill on the AB 1266 about the transgender moving people into the bathrooms, and the last one, just saw it, you just mentioned it, was banning all lead and ammo.
Yeah, yesterday we had we heard 100 bills yesterday, and one of them was the move to take lead out of our in ammunition, not take it away, but not let us use it for hunting, and there's not many other options out there, and so that definitely is going to impact anybody who uses firearms for shooting sports.
Yeah. Well, Brian, I know you're fighting a good fight down there, and you've already gotten a lot of good feedback. I've gotten a lot of good feedback from people that you're there, you're available, and I know that it's frustrating, but I think you're the right guy. I know you're the right guy to be able to reach across the aisle and at least try to bring them into what we're doing.
I'm very much believe in relationships and educating folks, and that's what I'm doing. I'll continue to do that. I'm excited to be there. The job is definitely challenging, so I'm not bored at all. I enjoy it. I'm very humbled and privileged to serve the great people of the North State, and this community is.
All right, we lost audio momentarily there.
And I'm honored to be able to serve them.
You know what, Brian? Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, we got it back and we lost it again. Let's go ahead and go to a break right now, and we'll resume more of Free Fire Radio live on location from Roaring Gulch, the Pancake Breakfast 2013 for Reading Rodeo Week here on AM 1460. KCNR, you're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, community talk radio for the North State. 717 right now.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X. geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Bob are down here in the Roaring Goat for pancake breakfast with, gosh, now just, I think it's 8,000 of our closest friends, but it gets to be more and more. The line keeps getting bigger and bigger. No, every Friday we have a great part. We have our buddy Spencer come in here with the pet of the week. And so far we're batting 100 for 100, right?
That we are. We've adopted out every animal that we brought onto your radio station so far. We're doing great.
Including guinea pigs. It was IHOP and peanut butter.
Yes, it was. They both found homes the same day last week.
There you
and
go.
And the three-legged dog.
And CJ, yes, the three-legged dog finally found his forever home.
There you go.
I was totally worried about him. And so, there you go. That just shows the faith of, the North State here. Just open up their doors and bring in the three-legged dog.
Absolutely, and we're hoping that someone will open up their doors to this great pet that we have this week.
Okay, now we have Missy.
Yeah, Missy is a great dog, just a wonderful dog. She's a one-year-old pit bull mix. She came into our shelter a little over a month ago as a stray. Unfortunately, her people never came looking for her. She does great on a leash. She knows sit, shake, I mean, just all around a great, great dog. She's only being a year old, she is pretty energetic, so she does still need to work a little bit on her boundaries, but all around, just the perfect, perfect family dog.
Okay, so what about for kids?
We have her recommended for a home with kids over the age of five. Five and older.
Five and older.
Which is great for a dog her size.
Yeah.
Most dogs her size get rated for kids eight and older. But just because she's got such a great temperament, she was rated for kids five and older.
Well, you know, she's sitting here with all these people going by, all the activities. She's just sitting here looking around, really being good.
Absolutely. I'm actually surprised. I was expecting her to just shut down around all these people, and she's not. She's just sitting right by my feet, just watching everything that's going on, and she's having as much fun as all the people are.
I think she said something pancake. Is that okay?
Okay, but you can go to our website at kcnr1460.com and see the current pet of the week. How do they, and they can also go to Haven Humane and check out.
Absolutely. Anyone can come down to the shelter Monday through Saturday between 11 and 5 to view our adoptable animals. Or you can always give us a call at 241-1653. We also list all of our pets on petfinder.com.
Okay. So, so Missy is a pity mix.
Yes.
I'm watching children walk by her. I'm watching with food at her level. And she's just watching. She is not doing anything bad. This looks like a good little dog.
She's sitting right here. She is just great dog all the way around. Hopefully, one of your viewers will come down and adopt Missy today.
All right.
Well, thanks for being with us once again. And give the number of Haven Humane.
241-1653. And thanks for having us.
Well, you know what? I can't believe just how quiet she is just sitting here with everybody walking by.
I know our dog would have an issue.
All she's doing is just checking it out. And she's only 1 year old. This is going to be a good dog. This is a good dog. Everyone you brought in has been good.
Well,
all right, make sure you send us a photo so we can get it up.
Absolutely.
All right.
Coming up, we've got Martin from Alliance. You know, we've got ask our friends that are down here today for the pancake breakfast to, we see him strolling by. We said, come and sit with us. You know, our relationship is meaningful, and this is a guy who takes care of us. Like, I swear this last week was, now we're in this really great form of temperature. But last week was so hot, I just thought, my God, I feel so good that I could turn on my system and it's working. And so we know that Alliance Heating and Air is always trustworthy and they take care of us. And the owner is Martin. He's here. How are you?
Well, good morning.
You have family with you.
Yeah, I do. We're enjoying the pancake breakfast. It's really, really a beautiful day. Anybody who hasn't taken an opportunity to come down here and enjoy the pancake breakfast, you're really missing out on something. We make it a family tradition. We do it every year. I've done it for the past 20 years, and I plan on doing it for the next 20 years. And passing the tradition on to my kids. And I'm just going to let Ryan maybe do a shout-out real quick and say hi to everybody. This is my son-in-law, Ryan, right here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ryan, we're glad you're here. This is your second one?
Oh, actually, our third one, yeah.
Your third one?
Yeah, it's fun to get the kids down here and try and get our son to wear his coon hat and Callie to wear her cowgirl hat, but they don't stay on very long, so.
Well, he looks like he's ready to be a future broadcaster here with your son here.
Yeah.
And what about you? Are you having a good time? Okay, you have to say hello. You have to, hello.
Oh,
okay.
Someone's tired already.
Yeah, okay.
Wouldn't you say that this is a big part of being in Reading as part of the pancake breakfast and join living in Reading by participating in these type of events really give you the flavor of Reading. If you don't do this, you're really not getting a feel for Reading, I don't believe.
I agree completely. I mean, I believe this whole support of the community is right here. It's like, this is the heart of Reading, and events like this is what really makes a city and county, prosper. And you just see the support through everybody, and it's great to see all the kids and everything and everybody just enjoying pancakes.
I think you're absolutely right. Like Brian Daly said, he wishes he could bring up all the assembly members, come up here and take a look at the pancake breakfast. See what Northern California's like with the great people, the great weather, and all this.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks
a lot.
Hey, have a good time.
Care.
Enjoy it.
And like we said, it's a beautiful place to bring your families, and we're looking around, and it's really full, but don't let that shy away from you coming down here. We've got little cowgirls, we got little cowboys, and we've got biggins too. So bring your kin, and we're gonna take a break. We'll be back. Oh, we're not yet. Oh, okay. Keep going here. See, we're gonna take all this live stuff.
Okay, we got the city or vice mayor. Patrick Jones with us today. Hey, y'all got cowboy hat on and everything.
You
got
to have a cat when you're down here on Roaring Gold.
Why would you need a cat?
Have a hat.
Why do you give away cats?
It's pretty early, but
going to be a tax on cats.
That was a slip.
I hope not.
So how you doing? Tell us what you think about this. We kind of leave politics out of things. So what's the pancake breakfast? What's that represent to you, Patrick?
Well, every year we come down here, and again, thank you, Carl and Linda, for coming down. And you guys can see firsthand how many thousands of people come down and enjoy this part of Reading and Reading's history, and so many people down here. The sheriff's down here. I saw the sheriff at the rodeo last night, and just a great time. Come on down, enjoy some pancakes, see everybody in Reading. Anybody and anybody is here, and it's a great time and a little bit of history.
How many years have you been coming down now, Patrick? You were raised here.
I haven't made every year, but, off and on for over 35 years. And, the pancakes are really good. It's a lot of fun. But more than that, it's a very, very big social event. I mean, where else can you sit down literally with 10,000 people that are all caught up in the spirit of Rodeo Week and appreciative of what the work these guys do, the Asphalt Cowboys and the Rodeo Association? This week is all about that tradition and keeping that alive here in Reading.
We're going to find out more about that, but I understand they asked, how do you like the coffee this year? Well, they've teamed up with Dutch Brothers. That's a new thing. They said, well, we came in and we how do you like it? And I said, I'm loving the coffee. Are you kidding? We've got a couple of the Sons of Italy that always have this stand where we sit every year. This is, I think, our fourth year of doing a live remote here.
And where else can you wear your hat?
I don't want to tell you that on the air.
I wear my chaps and my hat a lot of times.
Oh, see, I shouldn't have gone there. I did not know all that.
No, it's
so
too much information on pancake breakfast day, that's for sure. Well, you know what? This is, like I said, this is Americana at its very best. People getting together, beautiful weather, the North State. I mean, rodeo week. I mean, I can't say enough. Our guest in the next hour and a half, we're going to have congressmen in here. We're going to have cowboys. We're going to have, the sheriff, the chief, everybody that's going to be coming through here. And the one thing that ties everybody together.
You've got everybody here. I mean, we have the editors from the newspaper. We have our sheriff. We have our police chief. We have cowboys of every sort, tall and wide and large and small and young and old. And, this is Reading, and this is the history and tradition that we have. And we want to keep it alive, and we want to remember those things. And, of course, each night this week we have the amazing rodeo. And if you haven't got your tickets, I don't know if there's any left. I think they're pretty sold out, but what
maybe,
a great event.
We'll be there today for the Chicks and Chaps. We'll be there tonight. We'll be there tomorrow for the rodeo parade, and we'll be there tomorrow night. So we're there for all of it.
Championship night. It's going to be great. Well, Patrick Jones, thank you so much, Vice Mayor, for joining us. I know that this city means a lot to you.
It's everything.
Well, you know what? This is all of our lives. Anyway, thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Hey, we're going to be taking a break here in about 30 seconds.
I also want to thank Bob and Brenda Belongi because Bob comes out here before we start a half hour, and he puts his you know, I don't even want to, you know, all the electronics together so that we can Skype this thing live. Love that. And we'll be right back, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network stocks are climbing in early trading after it was reported consumer sentiment rose to its highest level in nearly 6 years. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up almost 70 points. Meanwhile, it's been a roller coaster year for gas prices. Drivers started the year paying on average $3.29 for a gallon of regular. Now the national average, $3.61. Troubles at refineries in the Midwest are causing regional shortages and higher prices nationwide. Some states like Minnesota have seen a 27-cent surge in the past week alone. And be careful what you say and write at work. Chances are your boss is watching. Employers generally have the right to monitor employee emails and other online activity that happens in the office or even on a company's cell phone or corporate network. Still, companies run the risk of getting into trouble if they overstep their bounds. Example, your boss could use a keystroke tracker to get your password to your personal email account that you check at work. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Sato.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
Well, I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9222.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Northern California Veterans Museum, Shasta Estates and Hilltop Estates, 21st Century Oncology, Shasta County Veterans Services Office, and Shasta County Adult Services. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. We're down here in the Roaring Goat for the pancake breakfast with thousands of our closest friends.
Linda.
Summer Chappelle in her orange boots just passed by. I mean, hello. She is so gorgeous. Can't wait to get her on later.
I see a lady wearing Second Amendment stuff. I love it. And, okay. Now, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's. Gosh, great coffee, great cold drinks. And then, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Look who we have with us, honey.
We have, what'd you call him?
He's in charge of the whole breakfast for the Asphalt Cowboys, Rick Thurman.
How you doing?
He's also in charge of the breakfast. When you think about the breakfast, he's also batter. We call him Batter Man.
The Batter Boy.
The Batter Boy. Yep. Oh, I like the
Getting
Batter
a little
boy.
Bit closer there, Batter Boy.
Hey,
okay.
Batter.
And you know what, too? He threw me over. He threw me over because a blonde from a TV station was over there just chatting him up.
Well, yeah. She was cute.
She was very cute.
That's right. That's right. You know, I had to show him the fact that I'm carrying a gun. I only need to get him back over here.
I think at this time of year, I'm sure all your parts are working.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about getting ready for 11,000, 12,000 people. What do you have to do?
Well, I started about 2 months ago, trying to put a list together, all the people, all the volunteers, and to making sure they're going to be here and where to put them. And I've got quite a few volunteers, if you haven't noticed. I got a lot of people that didn't have anything to do, but they have a lot to do right now.
Well, you probably have volunteers you didn't even know about.
I got volunteers that just show up that are just like, just every year they just show up. They never call, never been asked, but they just show up.
Well, that's because this is a community event. I mean, any way you look at this, you all put on a community event that is just highly successful.
Yeah, and like I said, with all the help we got here, you see the Sons of Italy out here. They're a big part of it. I mean, if you look at them, there's probably 20 helpers out here. They're just automatically here, and the Exchange Club. And just quite a few other people that come out.
Let me
ask you, Rick, I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just want to know, do you guys stand up sleeping?
Pardon me?
Do you stand up sleeping?
Oh, pretty much. Because, I've been here since yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, think about that, folks. That's the passion and the work that goes into this event. I mean, you think about the batter. I mean, first of all, can you just explain one more time how those big cement, how do you make batter for 10,000 people?
Well, Tom Spade over there, he used to be the general manager of Pepsi, came up with this big bat they used to mix Pepsi in, and we kind of revised it for a little bit, and it makes it just perfect. Got a couple paddle wheels in it, a couple little motors, like trolling motors. It looks like trolling motors, and it's got a little side wheel. If you go over and look at it, it's quite impressive.
And there's a secret sauce in your batter.
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, you wouldn't say that? Okay, it's just regular. It's regular sauce.
You're never going to get pancakes anywhere in the world that you're going to get getting down here at the Roaring Gulch here with the Asphalt Cowboy breakfast. This is really anywhere in the world will never taste like it does here.
No, it doesn't. It's like I said, we cooked this batter. I started making this batter at midnight last night, and it's well seasoned.
Now, how many people can you put in through an hour here?
Well,
you say?
I bet we probably get, at our highest peak, we could probably get about 2,500 an hour.
Wow. You know, Rick Thurman is the head of the breakfast for the Asphalt Cowboys, and I have to admit, I mean, this is great. I mean, the military could use this kind of help.
We've done that before. I don't know if you guys know about it, but we're on standby for the sheriff's department.
That's
we
right.
can cook at any time
for emergencies or anything. That's your job,
right? We did it this last year at the Susanville or the Shingletown fire. We went up there and cooked for those people that
thank
were out
very
of a house.
For that.
Well, thank you, Thurman. Thank you so much for what you do here and for the Asphalt Cowboys.
All right, thank you.
You bet. We got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back with Sheriff Pacinko.
Okay. This Sunday on We the People, Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward welcome special guest Chris Ann Hall.
It's a matter of history. And what I hope to do tonight is arm you with the foundational truth as to why the Constitution is not a living, breathing document so that you will be proper soldiers in the defense of our liberty.
Chris Ann Hall is the attorney and former prosecutor who was fired for teaching the Constitution to Tea Party groups.
We have taught the wrong things for so long that we do not understand that liberty and freedom are not synonymous. I am free to do whatever is right in my own mind, regardless of how that affects you. Does that sound like a nation you want to live in? That's anarchy. Liberty is freedom plus morality. The only way government retains its power is to divide and separate its people. Class war, race war.
Get a crash course on our constitutional history with Chris Ann Hall this week. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Tile City. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Help support conservative talk radio programming in the North State. We the People in Sovereign Minds invite you to our first ever banquet and fundraiser, Saturday, June 29th at Wind River Casino Event Center. Enjoy great food, live gun auction, and raffle. An opportunity to come together as a community, be informed, and make educated decisions that reflect conservative views. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or North State Consultants, Inc., 221-0101.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right down here in Roaring Gulch.
What happened to the sheriff?
Well, the sheriff's coming right back. He's getting some coffee because we wanted to say hello to Lucky Jez Ronnie,
hey, Lucky.
The newest deputy DA.
Good morning, Carla and Linda.
Cool to have you here.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. Got to come out every year.
Oh. You know, you were always our expert. We came to you, so it's so great to have you here with us this morning.
Absolutely. Always so much fun, love running into both of you.
Well, you know, I know you're big in the 2030 Club and the Catalyst Club and all these that help young businessmen, so we really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great time in all the local organizations, and, yeah, enjoy being a part of them.
How do you like being a deputy DA?
It's great. A lot of hard work, a good group of people to work with, great bosses. There's nothing to complain about.
Good. Put more in jail.
I'll do it.
Okay, Lucky Jez Ronnie, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Lucky. Bye-bye.
All right, Lucky.
Oh, hey, I see the sheriff.
Currently 55 degrees in the downtown, I would say downtown studios. We're not in the studios. We're live here at the... The Roaring Gulch area, which is right across from the Cascade Theater. This is the Asphalt Cowboys, one of their big hurrahs, but it's probably the biggest hurrah in all of the North State. We're going to have a wonderful day today with temperatures around 76 degrees. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And here's one of our friendliest people that we have on that we just love on a regular basis, and that's our sheriff, Tom Basenko.
Thank you so much. You are at the... largest outdoor pancake breakfast in the nation. The Asphalt Cowboys annual pancake breakfast.
The largest in the nation.
Yes. I was talking to one of our members, and he was telling me that. We'll serve somewhere between 10 and 12,000 people today in 5 hours.
Yeah, I know Rick was saying he can get 2,500 people through in an hour.
Yeah. And right now, long lines, but they're moving through quick. They reach around for about a block, but a great turnout from our community like we see every year.
It's not a long, I mean, it's not a long wait. You see,
no.
I'll look at a person and they will be talking. I'll look up in a couple minutes and they've moved past
they're through.
Me. They're getting into it.
They're selling tickets here, so if you haven't bought your tickets, no problem. You come on down, and we sell them right there at the start of the line, and you can get through and have a great breakfast for $5.
Well, now the breakfast goes for how long?
Because it goes till 10 a.m.
Goes to 10 a.m.
So we still got a couple hours yet.
Well, when we go off the air at 9 o'clock, I know that we're going to be over there and want some pancakes.
Great
I'm not
breakfast.
Shy. I like three.
A lot of community leaders here. Kids coming out before school gets started with their parents. So a great turnout. And of course, tonight, the Reading Rodeo Association rodeo with champion cowboys here. Great show last night and a great turnout.
Were you there last night?
I was.
And later on, we're going to be talking to a couple of the girls on the drill team, Brianna and Hannah. I had asked them at the break, hey, what was it like last night? Because we looked out the window, we saw that it was storming. And, you know, that's what we love about, you know, look right over there right now. You see Brianna's boots are all caked with mud because you know what? When you love to ride,
it was
you don't just ride during the fair weather. You're going to get on that
it
horse.
It was a little
ride.
Muddy last night, but not bad. It was raining a little bit before the show and just before the show got going, but then the weather broke off. Great show last night as well.
We could, you know, we could hear it from our house. We were listening to it. I mean, you could not exactly hear what everything was being said, but you could hear the announcer, you could hear the crowd cheering and everything.
Right.
So, anyway, Tom Basenko, our sheriff. Thanks a lot, Tom, because you're Asphalt Cowboy, too.
I am Asphalt Cowboy, Reading Rodeo Association, about 10 other civic organizations.
Do you have any time to just sit down?
Rarely. In fact, okay. I'll be going to a meeting here at about 9 o'clock with some other sheriffs.
Well, we'll see you out there tonight.
Take care, and thanks for everything you do for the community.
Okay.
Always
thank
great.
You, Tom.
You know what today is? Chicks and Chaps. If you haven't bought your tickets, I really encourage you to go. It's a fundraiser. You know, tonight they also call it Tough Enough to Wear Pink. So today at the, starting at about 11:30, I don't think it's going to be too late to sign up. If you want to come, what you pay for your ticket is going to get, the donations of that are going to go for a local cause. You'll hear more about that later. A fun day, women, we go hang out in the arena, the cowboys teach you how to rope, they teach you how, you know, you're gonna ride the mechanical bull, it's gonna be a blast, we all have a great time, and then afterwards, if you wanna stick around, that ticket also gets you in the rodeo flat. So, any last minute, if you're listening and you're thinking, come and join me today, it'll be a blast. Well, guess who just sat down?
We have Silas Lyons, the editor of the Record Searchlight. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know you'll never miss this, Silas. This is a great community event.
This is one of the absolute best community events of the year. And my son and his two buddies just headed off to school. They were down here in their cowboy hats and eating their pancakes. And it's just, you know, I've said this before, but it's so cool that the whole town shows up to have breakfast together.
It is, and Sheriff Basenko just said this is the largest outdoor breakfast in the United States is right here. Maybe
that's what I've
breakfast.
That's what I've heard too. Well, if Sheriff Tom says so,
well, if he says so, it must be so.
That's right.
You know what I'm noticing is that I which is great when you have a crowd of this size. People are in single files. The crowd management is wonderful. I'm not seeing people litter. I'm feeling that there's a respect here of the beautification of our city. I don't see anybody leaving coffee cups behind. I don't see little packets of stuff. And that really is impressive to me.
This is such a great, it's such a great town. And it's such a great group of people out here. And I was on the grill a little while earlier and people are just they're so happy that it'd be down here in the morning, so polite, little kids, you know, saying thank you and please.
Nice.
And it's really it's just a wonderful event.
Well,
you know what?
We're going to have to take a break here.
We really appreciate Silas Lyons, our editor of our Record Searchlight, joining us because, you know, you were on the line flipping then, right?
For a little while, yeah. Yeah, first thing this morning.
Okay,
oh,
Silas,
taking a break.
Thank you so much for stopping by with us.
Hey, good to see you.
Coming up, we're going to have a couple of the gals from the drill team, our famous Hannah and Brianna. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You know, don't tell my wife, but our granite countertops from Estate Granite and Things are my favorite part of our home. I know as a man, it should be our awesome granite fire pit table that they created for our backyard, but our countertops are flawless. They even have this really cool, totally custom lighting. And with their amazing selection of pattern, finishes, and edging, it fit our kitchen seamlessly. Like I said, don't tell my wife. She thinks it was her idea to redo the kitchen. Estate Granite and Things, 241-7866 or 241-STONE.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Reading Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application? Call Reading Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Reading. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Okay, we're here live, and I understand that we have Doug LaMalfa is live on the phone.
Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, we're down here in front of like about 10,000-11,000 people having breakfast. Everybody seems to be pretty happy.
Good, good. A lot happier than back here, huh?
What's D.C. looking like today?
Oh, you know, there's a lot of storms going on around here, not the kind you can talk about in polite company here, so it's pretty crazy. I'm just off the House floor right now in what we call the cloak room to do this call, so just finished a couple of votes on the SEC, Security and Exchange Commission, where they're we're trying to streamline the process by where they are, the cost of putting in regulation. Is there a cost-benefit ratio of them actually regulating somebody? If there isn't, then they shouldn't be doing it, that sort of thing. So, we're having a good time. But I'm being careful here in the cloakroom because somebody was saying that the Attorney General was tapping the phones in this place here, so I'm using my cell phone.
So
that's a little bit of a joke, but, you know. So, if he's listening, though, hey, Attorney General, kiss my ring, okay?
What about the IRS? Were they taking special notice of groups that had the word patriot in it?
Yeah, I mean this is out of control. This is going. It does remind me of about 40 years ago during the Watergate era here, and pretty amazing what they think they're going to get away with. I mean, this White House press guy, Jay Carney, he just comes out there and he winds a news story about how they're not responsible or they never heard of it. Like, well, who's in charge of this place? And it's pretty disconcerting that that's who's in charge of the country with people in an attitude like that.
Well, you know what, I don't know, Congressman, when you're talking like that, every day that we keep hammering on it. But you know, today, the sun's shining, it's 58 degrees, it's going to be 76 today, it's going to be...
You know, I wish I was there too, you know?
I'm rubbing it in right now, you know, it's, people are friendly, ponies are going by, kids are happy, this is Reading in the North State.
Yeah, usually I get to come to that breakfast there and maybe flip a few cakes out at the grill with the House Cowboys, but, we have Friday votes here today, so I didn't get to come home last night. But I always appreciate that, coming by and kibitzing with you folks there. And then got to go give those country music station guys a hard time over there across the way. So why don't you go dump some syrup on them or something for me, would you?
Well, we'll go over and do that. We'll see Patrick and Billy. You know, we appreciate what you're doing back there, though, Doug. And I know that it's frustrating at times, but it looks like you're making some inroads into everything that's happening.
Well, you know, the Republican conference here, we're taking a far view of how we're going to get through these things. And again, everybody was reeling after the November election, and you know, the other side, the White House, they had just a great amount of momentum, and they thought they had a huge mandate and all this stuff. And so we slowly peeled a lot of that back, and unfortunately, nobody wants to see scandal and all this bring it to a head, but it sure looks like they've been a little too much hubris in their diet, I guess.
Even the media, and I mean, Rachel Maddow turned on them, and when I saw that, I went, oh, this is, you know what? They've really screwed up on this one. So anyway, Doug,
it's nice to have her chewing on them instead of chewing on me, so that's good.
Yeah. Hey, we appreciate everything you do, and we're so happy that you gave us a call today.
Well, say hi to everybody, and hope to see you guys at the rodeo, and sorry I couldn't be in today. I just, I really always enjoy that event, seeing everybody there, but we're doing the work back here. We got a few more votes in about an hour, so plus, if anybody's watching, I'll be actually running the desk on the floor at the end of votes in about an hour, hour and a half, something like that. So
we'll DVR it so we can see our congressman out there.
We miss you, Doug. I know you're doing a great job, and hopefully we get to see you soon.
Thanks, Linda. Thanks, Carl. Thanks for having me on, and happy rodeo weekend, everybody. And have a few more of those flapjacks. We'll see you a little later.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Hey, you know, that Congressman Doug Maloff was just our guest, but now we have our Redding City Council person, Missy MacArthur. Hello, Missy.
Hello, Redding.
You're all dressed up in
Johnny Cash black.
Johnny Cash black. There you go.
In a Western shirt, you bet.
So what's the asphalt cowboys, and what's the pancake breakfast signify to you?
Hometown. I mean, it's something I've grown up with. I definitely come here not for the food, but for the just community spirit that comes out. The food's good too, but it's really about the community spirit.
Is it great to see all these people? Now, you know what? That line that was here that went all the way down to the end of the block, it just moved through.
It moves so
quickly.
It moves so fast.
2,500 an hour they can push through there.
Yeah, don't be discouraged by the lines.
Oh, no. You don't wait in line longer than 5 minutes. But now they've caught up with everything, and people are coming and going straight up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, I did DVR that Doug LaMalfa the other night. I do have it on DVR.
Oh,
you
do?
Want to see it? Yeah.
Well, he's going to be in about an hour. He's going to be running the desk up there during the votes.
Yeah. So. Well, this was 1 a.m. his time, so I thought, my goodness, he's talking out back there at 1 a.m. because it was 10 p.m. here, so it was 1 a.m. there.
Well, Missy, you have been in Redding for a long time. What is different this year than the pancake breakfasts in the past?
You know,
is there anything different for you?
I haven't noticed anything.
It's just a great old tradition.
It's just a great old tradition. It's wonderful. Just seeing all the people.
Well, I understand that, you know, we're not getting into politics, but I think last night the Electric Commission that you all appointed met for the first time.
And, they did, and I was very impressed. And I was one of the people that voted, oh, why do we need one more commission? But the reality is they're going to look at big picture things like our contracts and how we're going to get enough in-house, as it were, or in-state energy, keep us going, since the feds are saying, or the state is saying, we can't get it from outside the state lines.
Why don't we just start our own biomass, or why don't we bring in our own nuclear reactor?
Good luck with getting that one passed, Carl.
Oh, are you saying that?
Well, biomass is real.
Biomass. We're going to talk about that. Anyway, okay. Missy MacArthur, one of our city council people.
And a bright
thank you.
Light.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you so much. And Linda, I will see you at your table.
See you at Chicks and Chaps today.
Yeah,
that's right. We're going to
breast cancer awareness.
I'm wearing pink tonight.
I will have pink on soon.
Okay.
Thank
All
you.
All right.
Guys.
Thanks a lot, Missy.
Thanks, Missy.
And our friend Bertha Mitchell. Hi, Bertha. And she's over there waving at us. Okay. Hey, you know, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to have
Brianna
a number of guests. We're going to have our,
Hannah and Brianna right over there. I'm going to get them on over here to talk about it. They were there last night with the drill team at the rodeo. Some of our cute. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
What happens in the IRS, whether I was personally involved or not, stops at my desk.
That's why Stephen Miller's resigning, but he tells the House hearing into the targeting of conservative groups.
I do not believe that partisanship motivated the people who engaged in the practices described.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Texas Republican Kevin Brady asked the question four times of Miller and eventually got an answer.
Who is responsible for targeting these individuals?
I don't have names for you, Mr. Brady, and I'm willing to try to find that out.
And while Miller admits to IRS mistakes, Washington State Democrat Jim McDermott says lawmakers share some blame.
By not giving any clear criteria for what a real charitable organization is.
Stephen Miller also apologized on behalf of the entire IRS for what he called mistakes and poor service. Dave?
Rich Dan Werfel will take over as acting commissioner next week. A man from Uzbekistan goes to court in Boise, Idaho today, accused of trying to send money to terrorists in his home country. Also, he was found with bomb parts and indicted in Utah for trying to distribute information on how to make explosives. The lawyer O.J. Simpson says botched the robbery case that sent him to prison. Yale Galanter is expected to testify in Las Vegas today as O.J. tries to get a new trial. Gas is getting pricier again, up a dime in the last month nationally. But in parts of the Midwest, they're paying a lot more. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
The national average for a gallon of regular unleaded is almost $3.62, but AAA says here in the Midwest, the average price is anywhere from $3.85 to $4.35. Here in downtown Chicago, it's over $4.41. The reasons? The usual switch to the summer blend and the maintenance at refineries, so supplies have been low. One driver here in Chicago says,
hey, it is what it is. What can you do?
In the same boat, Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Nebraska. Dave?
And Jennifer, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 53 points. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
It's the countdown to summer, and things are heating up for your ultimate adventure. That adventure begins on a Can-Am ATV or side-by-side vehicle, a Can-Am Spyder or a Sea-Doo watercraft. Hurry in by May 31st and get a 3-year warranty and up to a $2,000 rebate on select 2012 models, plus great financing. The countdown to summer adventure starts now. Visit Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo in Redding on Twin View Boulevard just off I-5 or call us at 530-275-7300. Restrictions may apply. Financing is subject to credit approval. See your dealer for details. For safety and training info, contact the ATV Safety Institute.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
President Obama heads to Baltimore this hour. He'll visit an elementary school and a manufacturing company where he'll talk about the economy, focusing on job creation. Four computer hackers punished in Britain.
The CIA was just one of the targets hit by a group of four men aged between 18 and 26. They also hacked into computers at the Pentagon. They targeted Britain's biggest selling newspaper, The Sun, posting a fake story on its website claiming its owner, Rupert Murdoch, was dead. The Sun is owned by News Corp, parent company of Fox News, and the hackers hit Sony Pictures, stealing 26 million customers' details, costing that company $20 million after personal data was posted online. All four men admitted offences under Britain's Computer Misuse Act. The 18-year-old escaped with a suspended jail sentence. The others have each been jailed for between 24 and 32 months. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Bonds have been set at more than $10 million for the second of two brothers in New Orleans accused of second-degree murder and the Mother's Day parade shooting that injured 19 people. A 17-year-old who helped police in Ohio find the bodies of two missing brothers has now been charged with murdering them. A drifter who became a hero intervening to stop an attack in California no longer considered a hero.
Kai, the hatchet-wielding hitchhiker, became an internet sensation last winter.
These two women are trying to help him. He runs up and he grabs one of them, man. Like a guy that big can snap a woman's neck like a pencil stick. So I ran up behind him with a hatchet. Smash, smash, smash.
But now the 24-year-old is charged with murder. Authorities say he met Joseph Galfi Jr., a lawyer three times his age in Times Square, and went back to his New Jersey home with him. Days later, police say Galfi was found beaten to death in his bedroom, wearing only his socks and his underwear. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
A jewelry heist in France at a hotel in Cannes, which is holding the annual film festival. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State, and we're out here in Roaring Gulch, baby.
And it's currently 55 degrees, but the sun is on us, and it's on the back of Rick, who's here with the Reading Rodeo Association, that's going to be talking to us in just a moment. But first, let's go to our Wells Fargo Market Minute.
And Susan Eastman.
Good morning.
Not here yet.
Oh, okay, we're not there yet.
All right, so Rick, let's go to Rick. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. Good morning, Carl.
All right, so what's been happening? Rodeo has just been in full effect.
Yeah.
Full on.
We got started with the first 2 days, the family nights, and we're moving right into the Friday and Saturday performance, and everything's looking really good.
Well, the news on the street is that Wednesday night was the biggest attendance you've ever had in rodeo history.
For the family nights and all that.
For the family nights, yeah, it definitely was. The stands were packed.
That's great. We're glad to hear that because you know what? Tonight is going to be spectacular. It's going to be great weather. It's going to be, you know what? We're really looking forward to it. We'll be there tonight. We'll be there tomorrow night because tomorrow night, Saturday night, of course, is the night of champions you have.
Right. Yeah, we're going to kick that off tonight with the last day of our Silver Tour Rodeo, and then of course we'll have the champions at the signing at Crown Motors tomorrow at noon, and then move right into the first ever Champions Challenge.
This is big. This is huge. This is one of the big rodeos for the nation is right here in Reading.
Yeah, we're having a lot of dignitaries from all over. Coming to see this happen, to see how the first one goes.
Well, I know it's going to be a success because so far so good, huh?
Yeah. We got a little wet last night, but we're going to recover.
Okay, well, we have someone holding right now. We're going to come back in just a second with Hannah and Brianna, our drill team girls, our little stars of the rodeo. But first, let's go to Susan Eastman, who's been holding. Good morning, Eastman. Let's hear what's happening on the East Coast with our Market Minute.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. Well, stocks are positive this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 47 points at 15,280. The S&P 500 is up 7 points at 1658. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 15 points at 3,480. Some of the day's biggest movers, Verizon down 2 pennies at $53.18. Chevron off a penny at $122.75. J.P. Morgan Chase up 81 cents at $51.78. Taking a look at local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares positive 22 cents at 19.5. North Valley Bank up 29 cents, trading at 17.38. Bank of Commerce positive 3 pennies at $5.15. Moving over to commodities, gold is down $27 an ounce at $13.59. Silver down 43 cents at 22. Crude oil positive 28 cents, trading at $95 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan Eastman, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive where their offices are. They are the ones that help you work through that morass of Wall Street. They know what to do with those investments. So we really appreciate them being on, and we appreciate their knowledge. Okay, before we take our break, we have Hannah and
Brianna
here, who are stars of YouTube.
Say hello, girls.
Hello.
And you're also part of the junior drill team. Yay!
Yes,
can you make crowd?
Night.
Can you make crowd noises? Yay! Okay.
Give us a quick little snippet of last night. We know that it rained, and you guys are just such pros. You just rode through the rain. What was it like?
It was a lot of fun. I think it was the happiest I've ever seen our whole team in a performance. We were all smiles, and I'm not sure if any of our team could hear the crowd cheering over our own cheering.
So why is that? Why would that be the happiest of your teams? Of a night when it's raining and you're thinking, oh, I could slip with a horse. What puts you on such a high?
Well, it was just so fun because we were just going crazy, but we were still safe on our horses. Don't worry. But it was just an excellent night. There was a wonderful crowd for when it was raining, and it was so much fun, and it was really enjoyable.
Well, I want you all to be extra special tonight, and you know why?
Why?
I'm going to be there. But I'm going to get you two nights, so I'm going to be there tonight and tomorrow night, so you all can be extra special both nights, because I know you two are really special kids. So, and you've done so much for this rodeo with your YouTube, and you become world famous. How does it feel to be viral?
Feels different.
Okay. Brianna, Hannah, Rick Williams, all from our Reading Rodeo group here. And you know what? We're still plenty of food here. The pancake breakfast is going to go till 10 o'clock today. Plenty of food. The lines are very manageable. So head on down and we'll see you here. And then we're going to see you at the rodeo tonight. You know what? Rodeo up, right? Cowboy up.
All right.
You got it.
Hannah, Brianna, we'll see you later. We're going to take a break here. This is KCNR 1460. We'll see you after the break.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
To Paint Mart for service and quality.
Charlie, how long is it going to take you to paint this house? You told me it would be done months ago.
Remember I told you, it needed to be cleaned and sprayed, and yeah, I just don't have the money.
Yeah, nice try, Toots. You need to trot right on down to the Paint Mart.
Hi, this is Jeff. At the Paint Mart, we're the one-stop solution for all our customers. Right now, you can use a paint sprayer or water blaster absolutely free for one day with the purchase of 10 gallons of quality Benjamin Moore paint, or buy 20 gallons of Benjamin Moore paint and get both at no charge. This limited time offer is good at any of our three stores in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff. Indoors or out, paint smart and save with the paint professionals at the Paint Mart, home of quality Benjamin Moore paints with all the tips and tools to help you do the job right.
Ah, great. Now what excuse can I use?
Come to Paint Mart for service and quality.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Kurt Largent Radio Show, heard every Saturday here on KCNR 1460 from 9 to 10. I would like to take this opportunity to personally invite you to attend a real estate clinic brought to you by Reading Bank of Commerce Mortgage with Chris Lamb and Sheldon Largent Realty. At this clinic, we will be discussing Reading's hot real estate topics, everything from flipping homes, first-time buyers, understanding how banks work as sellers, creative financing for buying investment properties, building wealth with real estate, and Chris will tell you how to buy even with zero down. There's also the difficult question of how to get your offer accepted with multiple offers. There's much, much more we'll talk about. In fact, if you're desperate to sell your home, come to this seminar. We'll make you an offer to purchase your home and close it in 10 days. This seminar will be held Thursday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop. The seating is limited, so to guarantee a seat, please call 530-282-1767. That's 6 p.m. at the Holiday Inn on Hilltop, and we hope to see you there.
Join the conversation in our chat room,
KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to War and Gold. Linda and I are out down here looking at, thousands of people coming through here. You think about it, there's 89,000 people that are in that live in Shasta. They're not Shasta, but in Redding. And you know, 11,000 of them are here. You know, that is absolutely fantastic. And joining us today is our former sheriff, Jim Pope. Good morning, Sheriff.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
I really kind of think is that, you know, you were the sheriff here, and then you became a bank robber. And luckily you were a much better sheriff than bank robber.
Well, you try different things over the years as you grow, as you mature.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, my friends, is they have this bank robbery every year with a lone stranger and a sidekick. And this year it was Sheriff Jim Pope, retired Sheriff Jim Pope, and our sheriff right now, Tom Basinko. It took the lady like an hour to figure out who you were.
I think it was a little bit longer.
Okay, maybe that. I was inside the bank watching this, and I'm looking, and you know what, frankly, after I thought about it, I could see it was you because of the way you stand. You there's nobody that stands straight up like you do. And you've got this kind of lean, you know, this kind of a lean to you, and it's like, that is him. That is that's your folk.
See, my daughter said the same thing, and somebody else said, that's the third time I've heard that this week.
You stand a certain way, and when you do, I mean, people can identify you. Yes, you had a mask on and all that, but anyway. So, what's the pancake breakfast mean to you, Jim?
Pardon?
What's the pancake breakfast mean to you? I mean, you've been coming here for probably from the beginning, or not?
Well, pretty much. When I was actually a teenager, I'd come once in a while. You know, of course, I didn't really understand what it was all about, but what it means to me is it's an incredible time of the year for folks to come and have a good breakfast, but to see people they haven't seen from maybe last year or maybe years, and to make good friends, as somebody said the other day. But it's a lot of work, but it's a community thing. That one of the things I think that keeps our community a community that cares about others and so on and so on, instead of expanding when nobody knows anybody and that kind of thing. And it's just good for Redding, good for Shasta County, and the people love it. I mean, they look forward to it, and as you can tell, I mean, we got thousands here this morning.
You know, I know they've gone up to, they had like 10,500 last year, and they're looking for 11,000 this year. And they've already got it planned that when you go over 11,000, you're going to have to add more cook stoves and another batter machine practically.
Yeah, well, the Cowboys have been doing this, and they've got it pretty good. I've been up there directing the traffic of the folks, and we've been moving those lines through, I don't know, it's just
working,
good time
huh?
of year, and we got a beautiful morning this morning.
Isn't it beautiful?
And thank you for being here, by the way. We appreciate you guys being
well,
here.
Well, you know what? This is our community, and if we weren't here, I'd find something wrong about that.
Yeah.
You know, Linda has been, you know, Linda has brought me to my first pancake breakfast when I moved here, and you just, you know what, honey? Linda says this is absolutely the place to be. It's such a community event, and you know what? You're absolutely right.
Well, it's amazing that they can, that the Asphalt Cowboys can churn out a quality breakfast. It's $4, with the tickets were $4 in advance for $5 a person. And again, one of the things that really impresses me, I said this earlier, probably about 45 minutes ago, still now 45, probably thousands of people have passed since. I don't see litter. I see everybody's, you know, polite. You know, you come to, you know, kind of like, wow, it's impressive to feel like people are down here and they're leaving, but they're not leaving things behind except for smiles and a happy environment.
And you know what, one of the things here is I was just talking to the newspaper editor a few minutes ago, and all you media that are here, and it brings all kinds of people, and I've seen the lawyers, judges, law enforcement from all different agencies in our county are coming by, having breakfast and visiting, and just all sorts from all walks of life from Shasta County are here this morning. Cowboys, ranchers, farmers, we got it all. Teachers, bankers.
Everybody. everybody that
sheriffs,
sheriffs, retired sheriffs, members of our community.
We're working. Sheriff Sinkel's out here working with a yellow shirt. I'm here with a yellow shirt.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sheriff Jim Pope's been our guest here. We got to take a break. And again, you know, Sheriff, thank you so much for everything you do for our community
done. Well, thank you for supporting it the way you and Linda do and the folks over there. I appreciate it. And I know the county appreciates it.
Well, thank you so much. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Howdy, neighbor. What you got there?
Oh, just my oil from my Chevy and some weed killer from my shed. I figured the best way to get rid of it was to pour them down the storm drain.
But, Tom, the water we use has been recycled by nature ever since the earth was formed and...
Come on, William. Give it to me in English.
Well, Tom, the improper disposal of household chemicals and engine oil can be harmful to our water. We're trying to protect the quality of our water, not harm it.
It's true. Poor landscape practices and improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. To reduce pollution, use pesticides in the proper amounts, and always dispose of household waste properly. For more information on the disposal of certain household items, visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net. Remember, improper disposal of household chemicals and motor oil can severely contaminate our waterways. Visit the City of Reading Solid Waste website at readingsolidwaste.net.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lynch. Yeah, Friday and we're walking on sunshine.
Currently
we're down here.
Currently 57 degrees, and yes, we are live down here in the Roaring Gulch at the Pancake Breakfast, and we hope that we get to see you here before the day is out there, serving till 10 o'clock this morning. We're, of course, live on remote here. Our temperature today is going to get to be around 76. Tomorrow we've got a beautiful day with 84 of high and 59. So we know that we've got some great weather coming up for outside conditions to have some fun with some of your best friends for the rodeo this weekend.
That's right. And you know what? One of our friends who's here is a, major player in the community here because of all the things that he does. Larry Lees, the executive officer of the Shasta County.
Well, thanks, and it's great to be here. Linda, nice seeing you.
You
too. Carl, not so much.
You know. Boy, I don't know if there's any way I can get even with you, but I'll think of a way.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Isn't this
shout
fun?
Out to your kids. You said all your kids are out of state.
All my kids are out of state, and they miss this breakfast like crazy. And the one thing we always do is we used to always bring them all down before school, and so I always come, take pictures, and email it to them so they can see what they're missing. This is just great. I mean, it is so exciting, fun.
Well, you know, Brian Daly was here earlier, and he's got six assemblymen from, or people, assembly people up visiting up in McLeod or that area. But one of the things he says is just to show them, one of them had never been north of Sacramento. And so he's got him up here trying to introduce them to the North State. But he said, I should have just brought them through here, too, because it shows community. It shows the people together. And, it, like Linda says, the place is clean. You don't see people leaving stuff around. And everybody's getting along.
Isn't that fun? And that just speaks volumes for us here in Shasta County. It really does. This is fun. I'd send a little message. We're all having breakfast with 10,000 of our closest friends.
That's right. 10,000 or 11,000. Yeah, and they're all
for you
here.
To get away when you do these wonderful events like this. Good morning. Is it hard for you to do, to just like smile and have a good time, or does everybody want to talk politics with Larry Lease?
Yeah, except that it's therapy for me, you know. When you think about it, to come down here, this is the good part. This is the fun stuff, and it's what makes the other things we do worth it. By being able to provide opportunities like this for the folks to get out and enjoy each other and see that, yeah, we can be nice to each other and enjoy each other and have fun.
We can put politics aside for days, you know, which is great about being up here. And, you know, the other thing, too, is being able to talk on both sides with both, you know, both groups, and everybody wanting one thing is the best for our county and our city.
Absolutely. Sometimes we have different ways of thinking how to get there, but everybody does love the community.
There you go.
Well, thanks, Larry, for joining us.
Larry Lee, thank you so much, and thanks so much for what you do for our county.
Thanks, Carl. I appreciate
you bet.
That.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll see you.
We'll
see you at the rodeo one of these nights.
You want to talk on the radio here, Judah? No? You don't? Say hello.
Hello.
Are you having a good time? Are you having a good time? Have you had breakfast yet? Have you had pancakes?
Okay, we have a shy boy on our hands here, and we are live on the radio. Maybe we can grab us.
We'll give him two chances.
We're going to take a break. Get Summer Chappelle over here in her orange boots.
Oh, we've got a few minutes here.
Okay, Summer, come on over.
Come on over. Summer Chappelle.
All right, Summer. You just,
aren't you cute? You are a darling.
And, of course, anybody who can carry off orange boots is a queen in my heart. So, Summer, you just came back from Nashville.
I did.
You are climbing on the charts. We have about 3 minutes. Let's just go quickly.
Okay,
tell us
chop.
What's happening.
Okay, so went to Nashville, Franklin, and I got to sing at a cute place called Green's Grocery. It was the cutest place I've ever seen. I got to sing with Blake Shelton's band. That's huge. I have a single.
Even I know who Blake Shelton is.
I am releasing a single next month.
Okay, what's that called?
It's called It's Working.
Oh, yeah.
This song is so working. And,
oh, I love it.
And then I'm going to do a music video for it, finally. And that's what's on my agenda right now. And the pancake breakfast and the rodeo.
Well, you know, I was really taken back with the last time that we interviewed with how much you are taking charge of your life and how you keep yourself fit and that you've got your feet on the ground. No, you do. You really, it's important to you. You know how important it is to take care of your spirit and your mind and your body so that when you physically... when you're moving fast and hard, you've got to be able to stay with it and not split yourself. So I'm really proud of you because you're learning that at a young age.
Thank you.
So talented. You deserve to make it to the top now.
You guys are so sweet. I want to move in with you guys.
Well, you know, Summer, how old are you now?
19. I'll be 20.
Okay, you know, because I've been saying we've been watching for the last 4 or 5 years and watching you, you know, grow as an entertainer, but you've always had a dynamite voice. But
you
know, just are you know, but you're just such a, you know what, you're a sweet girl, and you have not forgotten. You are just generally a nice person, and I hope that you are the kind that does make it to the top.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Our special guest at this moment was Summer Chappelle, and be looking out on the charts for Summer. Hey, Carl. Again, the pancake breakfast. You can hear there's still thousands of people down here. Don't be shy. Come find a place to park. Come on down because they are serving till 10 o'clock. If you haven't bought a ticket, it's $5. And I mean, it's incredible, but you know, the Asphalt Cowboys do so much for our community. They are there in times of need as well. We heard that they have an incredible emergency relief organization put together.
Well, they do. They're here to serve food for people during emergencies. That's one of their main functions. And the fact is that they do so many other things is great. And we want to say goodbye to Summer Shift, or say so long, because we're going to be seeing a lot more of you, honey.
I love you guys.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We love you too. Yeah, and we're going to be playing you as bumper music when we leave here. How much time we got? We got about a minute left. Okay, well, I tell you, let's talk to your grandfather here for a second. Bill Chappelle.
Hey, Bill. How
you
doing?
One of our county supervisors.
Good girlfriend.
We got like a minute left. So, how's it going? How's your job here? How you enjoying supervisor?
Well, good morning, everybody. First, down here at this lovely pancake breakfast. Pancake breakfast is phenomenal. They're looking at maybe doing about 12,000 people.
Wow.
They're knocking out about 35 gallons of 15 minutes in their big mixer. I've never seen a mixer that big. But I like my job.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm really having a good time with it, and I'm trying to help everybody out I can. The people that have problems, I'm trying to make sure I got them.
Okay. Bill Chappelle, our county supervisor, is here. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us here.
Love the fact you love your job.
And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. In the IRS scandal, the House Ways and Means Committee on the hunt for answers over why conservative groups were singled out.
Who started the targeting? Who knew? When did they know? And how high did it go?
Dave Camp, chair of the committee questioning ousted IRS Chief Stephen Miller, who contends,
I do not believe that partisanship motivated the people who engaged in the practices described in the Treasury Inspector General's report.
That's in line with testimony from the author of the report, who's also appearing before the committee. And refinery troubles are driving gas prices sharply higher in the
Minneapolis area. Mark Mettler says of his recent trip to the gas pump,
it's amazing. It's kind of shocking.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of regular unleaded in Minnesota is a record $4.15 and expected to climb.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper in downtown Chicago, which is seeing 441. Fox News, we report, you decide.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Roaring Gulch, Carl and Linda Bott down here. But, oh, gosh, you know, we're surrounded by pancakes, sausage, people. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right down here off of Athens Avenue. Take a
you
step back in time.
You know what
they
would tease you about?
Well, I don't even want to talk about that right now. But
you
let,
don't?
No, I just let me finish this and then you can okay. tell everybody because I know you've been dying to tell
I don't know. You
what
want me
I
to
did
bust
this
your
morning.
Chops.
Cypress Square Barbershop, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors, man's last stronghold. Okay, yeah, I know you've been holding it back
no,
now.
No, I just didn't know if you were... Okay,
oh,
now
he's
the
doing
cameras
it right
are
now.
Coming out.
Oh, yeah.
What happens is we get here so early in the morning, and, you know, it's not just us. These guys get here at 2 o'clock in the morning, the Asphalt Cowboys, they all, the team comes together. Actually, last night, the tables were up, so all of downtown is closed. If you're driving and you're saying, oh, it's this detour, it's driving me crazy. Well, that's because there's 10,000, intermittently 10,000, maybe 11. Now we heard maybe 12. I don't know. With us, we have a special guest, Gordon Bach, who is definitely top hand of 2012. I always call you top notch.
Thank you.
Are you top notch?
Absolutely.
That's what I thought.
Hey, hold
it
that
means,
up there
it means
closer
a lot
there.
To me for you to say that.
Get a little bit closer. You know what? You know, they have orange juice down here, and I have to admit, this is probably some of the best orange juice in the morning that I've had.
With special luck.
It's a sunshine drink, right?
I'm having a lot of sunshine right here, yes.
So Gordon, what do you guesstimate that the crowd,
attendance
today?
We've had the longest lines that we've ever had, and that doesn't mean there was a long wait, because we moved them through real fast, but we had lines that bent all the way over to Pine Street. So we had a really good crowd here. I'm sure we're going to hit 11.
Well, you know what? We had the crowd and then going all the way down here past the Cascade.
Yep.
And like you said, it just moves very fast. And, you know, this is the largest pancake breakfast, I think, in the United States is here.
That's what I've heard. We would like to somehow record that, but we haven't had much luck recording it. But it really is. It truly, we feed as many people in one day as the other big rodeos do all week long.
That's amazing. Now, in the background for you listeners, you hear this banging of a you know, like the pan. What is that? What's that noise?
You know, this guy, Dan is his name. He shows up every year. He doesn't come and see us at all. He just shows up and has a good time. And I remember him 30 years ago doing the same thing.
But he's got like... You know, like a pan that would be like a gold
pan.
No,
minor
pan.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got a, what's his name?
Dry Gulch.
Dry Gulch Dan.
Yep. Let me tell you. He does. He keeps the crowd going.
Well, you know what? This is such a great time. You know, we say this, but there's actually, oh my gosh, I almost had a horrible accident here and spilled my orange juice. That would have been bad. I don't know if that was even probably irreplaceable. But you know what? There are people in Reading, okay, I find this hard to believe, that don't know about the pancake breakfast.
Well, and it's not due to lack of effort.
No.
But this is, I really think, and honestly, just me personally, I think this is, in one day, I think this is the, and there's a lot of things to do in Reading, this is the coolest event in one day in all of Reading.
I mean, I suppose if you had friends that were going to visit you from out of town, you would say, okay, this is the time of year you should come because this event is in, like, you want to see, meet so many people that I know from the guy who owns the cleaners to the person from the grocery store to your banker to your attorney. I'm seeing a lot of our heads of the community as far as our community leaders, excuse me.
Yeah.
And then I'm seeing, like I said, people that I know from the grocery store to the guy who pumps my gas. I mean, all that stuff. And that's a beautiful thing. That's life.
That's the whole idea. Come on down here with 10,000 of your best friends. You know, to quote my brother from Louisiana, when I had my brother and his wife come out, he looked at me in the middle of this bedlam and he said, Gordon, you said this was going to be fun, but you didn't say it was going to be fun like this.
And there's a lot of, so it's fun. This is a great people watching event.
Yeah.
And again, I want to say one more time that I am just so impressed with how clean everybody has been today. They're not leaving litter behind. You guys are working like a fine oil machine.
Well, we don't do it alone. The people from CCC, the California Conservation Corps, are here and they're manning all the garbage cans right now, and they won't let them get full. They're doing a great job for us.
They are. In fact, the four of them came over and helped me put up our tent here. they saw me and they went, this man needs help. Okay, here, our guest has been Gordon Bach, who used to be the head honcho, the top hand.
He still
of the
is.
Asphalt
they all are.
Yeah, you know, you are, you know, you'll always be the top hand in our heart.
We're going to be sitting with you Saturday night in your booth. We're so excited about that.
Oh,
or your
have
box.
A great time.
Oh,
we're
my.
A great time.
I hope we remember the rodeo this year.
Get right down there. Right. So when the horses are like dusting up, we get to be right there and smacking it.
You bet. You have to cover your drink. You're so close to the mud.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it six times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to KCNR 1460. We are live down here. We're getting wrapped up pretty soon, but I have to share a quick story with you. We're going first. Well, let's just go right here. I'll close our show with that. Okay, because I know you don't want me to tell everybody yet, so.
Okay, we've got a couple of, you talk about a profession that may be just a little bit different than anybody else's. We've got a couple of, if I understand right, we have a couple of bull riders with us. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm Chandler Bounds.
And?
Trevor
Kastner. Yeah, hold this up because we're outside, so it's, we've got people that are beating drums here. Now, both of you look like a combined age of 20. So obviously you're older than that. How long have you been riding bulls?
I'm 21 and I've been riding for 11 years.
11 years.
I'm 25 and I've been riding, I don't know, ever since I was probably 5.
You know, when we talk to our people, we've had other rodeo participants on that this is one of the last real, hey, it all depends on you. You don't have really a safety net. This is, you know, if you ride well, but there's nobody there taking care of you if you come off hard.
Oh, well, yeah, there is. Them bullfighters are a big part in bull riding, actually. I mean, they're there to save you when you do come off. It's good to have them. If you didn't have them, you'd be hurt a lot more.
Okay, what do you think about the Reading Rodeo?
Awesome rodeo. Tri-County's Bank brought us out here to sign autograph stuff for everybody at the Pancake Festival, and it's a good rodeo, good summer rodeo to come to.
And where are you from?
I'm from Lubbock, Texas.
And
I'm from Baltimore, Oklahoma.
Okay, you know, that's rodeo country down there. And so how many miles a year do you travel, would you say?
Oh, a lot. We go to probably 90-something rodeos a year and drive probably 75-80% of them.
Okay.
I mean,
so
you've got a big old belt buckle on that just says 2012, and then plus you've got your MGM shirt on from Las Vegas. Were you at the, in December, the big date down in Vegas?
I made the NFR in 2011. Trevor's been 2011 and 2012.
Wow. Well, that's, something to be proud of. Yeah. Does that give you inspiration for this year?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
You have to like one up yourself?
That's right. I gotta one up myself. I didn't make it last year. I was out, a bunch of surgeries, so it's hurt most of the year. So plan on making it in 2013.
All right. So we're going to see you tonight.
Yes, ma'am. You'll see both of us tonight.
Oh, good.
Hey,
really,
Trevor,
good.
How about you? Have you been, you've been riding, you said, since you're 5 years old?
Yeah.
And,
I started riding calves whenever I was young and then just worked my way up from junior bulls to big bulls.
So what's it like when you get to the finals? Is it, you know, they talk about in baseball about getting to the show.
Yeah.
Is it like that?
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. It's pretty overwhelming whenever you get there for your first time.
Well, let me ask you a question. When you show up there, I mean, you've got, obviously you got rooms and is there just like shirts and, I mean, they just want you to wear everything. I mean, everything's provided plus big money that night.
Yeah, they take pretty good care of us whenever we get out there.
How do you find out, for instance, do you have an agent that represents you, or how do you know, okay, I'm going to take you to endorse me? Do you think about it long and hard, or do you have somebody who represents you?
There's some people that have agents and then some guys that go out on their own.
How about you?
I'm out on my own.
So you, both of you guys are just, what do you call it? Self-representing myself. Yeah.
You know, it's hard for me to think about this, but I guess it's true that there are people out there with agents, but it doesn't surprise me a bit that an individual like you all are, like our professional cowboys are, would represent themselves. You know, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
So how long do you plan on being on doing this?
I'd like to do it until I'm 30, 35 years old.
Probably 30.
You know, about 30 is, how long can you ride something like this? Because I understand the bulls are getting tougher and tougher every year. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're breeding them to buck, so they just keep getting better every year.
Yeah, we had a stock contractor on, and he said, we want 20-plus bulls. He said, because otherwise it's not worth your time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, they try to bring the best bulls and make it a good show and put on a good rodeo.
Well, you know what? We really appreciate y'all coming here, and you know, our hats off to you. That's for sure.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
We'll be seeing you both tonight and tomorrow night. So we have Oklahoma boy and Texas boy that are going to be bronking out. Tell us your names one more time.
Trevor Kastner,
and I'm Chandler Bounds.
All right, we'll be watching for you tonight.
Thank y'all.
Right, thank you. And you also saw us at the end here down in town at the Pancake Breakfast. If people are down here, you guys are going to be signing at the end of. Well, right down off of, where are we? What's the street here? Sacramento Street. All right, so catch these cuties.
Thank you.
Okay, you know what? These guys, I wish I could, this is one of those times where you wish you could have a camera on them because they're polite, they're tough. I mean, they're tough. You don't ride bulls without having something in there.
Well, you know, you got to think about it. It's like a great fighter. We talked, you know, recently I told you last night, you, when you came in, we were watching Jimmy Connors. He's got a new autobiography out. He was talking about it, what it was like for him when he was in the game. He said nothing else mattered to him except for in the game. And he said, I could play out there for hours. I didn't care. I play up there till 2 o'clock in the morning. Where are you going? I got nothing else to do. Let's play. And I think that what we're seeing right here with these gentlemen, these bull riders and the bucking guy, is that they are in the game. This is what they do.
They are so in the zone. And here's the difference. Jimmy Connor misses a shot. He walks over and picks up the ball. These guys are riding 1,200-pound bulls that want to roll on them, stomp them, and then poop on them. I mean, this is just a little bit different. My hat's off these guys. I rode bulls when I was younger, and I tell you what, there is nothing that you can experience that when that chute opens, when that gate opens, that you are on 1,200 pounds or bigger of a bull that just wants to do nothing but hurt you. We gotta take a quick break here. We're gonna come back with the head of the Asphalt Cowboys and what we're doing. Plus, Linda has a story she needs to tell.
I do have a story I gotta tell you. Share with you guys.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world.
When it's time to change oil, take your car to a place that'll do it right. Auto Lube. Family owned Auto Lube means you get the kind of quick, friendly service just like family. We take extra care of your car, making sure to check all of the vital areas, including the differential, master cylinder, power steering, and more. AutoLube uses Chevron lubricants to protect your engine. After your visit, we're confident you'll drive away happy. Chevron and AutoLube, where we treat you like one of the family. AutoLube, with 4 locations to serve you.
This Sunday on We the People, Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward welcome special guest Chris Ann Hall.
It's a matter of history. And what I hope to do tonight is arm you with the foundational truth as to why the Constitution is not a living, breathing document, so that you will be proper soldiers in the defense of our liberty.
Chris Ann Hall is the attorney and former prosecutor who was fired for teaching the Constitution to Tea Party groups.
We have taught the wrong things for so long that we do not understand that liberty and freedom are not synonymous. I am free to do whatever is right in my own mind, regardless of how that affects you. Does that sound like a nation you want to live in? That's anarchy. Liberty is freedom plus morality. The only way government retains its power is to divide and separate its people. Class war, race war.
Get a crash course on our constitutional history with Chris Ann Hall this week. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities, stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes outside the wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're down here in Roaring Gulch. Hey,
Lots of people, thousands of people on here.
It's 61 degrees, and it's beautiful. I just took off my jacket, and it's really nice. It's starting to warm up today, and we're seeing some really great people watching moments here. We just got through talking with some of the major cowboys, and I got a quick story to tell.
Okay, quick.
Okay. So, you know, we get up super early in the morning, and it's dark in the house, and we get up, and so we came down to, you know, first of all, I wondered why Carl wasn't in his cowboy boots. But then when I looked down, I realized maybe it's not happened in your life since you were two or three. But you know, you've been pushing hard. You know it's dark. When you get out in the light, you realize you've got two different pairs of shoes on. Two different colors, actually.
I have a brown shoe and a black shoe on, okay? All right, big deal. You know, it happens to everybody.
I love it.
Hey, you know that two. Now that you asked, everybody's laughing at me. Okay, we have
with
Tom
you,
Spate with us. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Free Fire Radio, we're really glad you guys came down here. Thank you very much.
Well,
we appreciate
you know,
it.
Well, we try to be here every year, but you know what? Because, you know, we like to think that we're the community talk radio station, but you all are the asphalt cowboys. And if we weren't here with our community, we don't deserve to keep going like that. So
hey, we're excited about it. We got a great breakfast going. You know, you talk about showing up in the morning. I got here at midnight and I didn't have any shoes on. That's never a good thing.
Okay, now Tom is
rolled you in.
Tom is the batter master.
I am. This is my 35th year on batter.
My God.
They figure I'm too dumb to teach anything else, so you know, that's where they keep me.
Okay, now you've been here for that many years, so what do you think? Do we have, what would be your guesstimate as far as how many people are here this morning?
I think we're gonna be, 10-8 is our record. And, I'm looking at this and we're gonna be real close. We're looking for 11,000. 11,000 is kind of the next hurdle for us, and it could happen today.
Well, you know what? If you're not doing anything and you're listening to this, come on down.
Got another hour here.
$5 at the gate. Come on. $5 for a great, super great breakfast here. You know, Tom, I know you've got special equipment here when you're making the batter. How do you figure? You know, you go, okay, I'm going to put in 100 pounds of batter, and I'm going to put in 100 gallons of milk or whatever, however you make it, and the special sauce and those things.
And
the special sauce, yeah.
You go. Well, what we do is that is a 500-gallon mixing tank that we build on the trailer, and we fill it to a certain point on the tank, and then we add 125 pounds of batter and the special sauce, and that will feed about 600 to 650 people. And we had 52 five-gallon buckets full, ready to serve at 4 o'clock this morning.
Wow.
Us up.
And so you just keep making it. Yeah.
Well, then we keep making it, and the lines are really short now. If a guy wants to have breakfast, this is the time to do it.
Well, we're definitely
going to be
sitting
down. As
soon
as the show's over, we're going to be heading for there.
Yeah, but that keeps us up with it. If we keep making it all morning, then we can keep up with the rush if we've got that much on the ground. So it's exciting. It's a lot of fun.
You know, and one more time, and Linda said it, is that the place is so clean. You don't see stuff on the ground. You don't see any of this that, you know, everybody's working together on this.
Well, you know, it's kind of a compliment to the citizenry here because, you know, they pick up their plates, they do their thing, and they help us. So without that, we'd be in trouble. But we've got 129 people helping us with the breakfast this year.
Well, thank you so much. Again, it's been a wonderful feat you guys have.
As usual.
Again, graced our community with a wonderful style and a place that people can feel comfortable and safe. Like I said, there's been no mayhem with this huge crowd of people.
It's
been
always good.
Very organized. And that is what makes people feel safe. You know, you're coming down, you're not going to get harassed. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful day and it's a beautiful thing, and nobody enjoys it more than the cowboys. We really appreciate Free Fire Radio being here. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Hey, you know what? Before we break, we've got like 2 minutes. Jeff, come on in here. Jeff is our friend Jeff Nelson from the Patriot Guard Riders. Jeff, there's something coming up. We're talking about a wall coming in here.
Yeah, I found out some information that one of the traveling walls, the Vietnam traveling wall, is looking for a permanent home. And so I'm trying to talk to a few people and see if we can drum up some business and some interest and see if we couldn't get that Redding and Shasta County as part of this permanent wall.
Well, you know what I'm thinking is that all we need to do with so many veterans we have here and so many people that mean so much to and our veterans is that we ought to be able to get some support here for that to bring this wall here. It'd be just something else we could have maybe down in the Grove or someplace where people could go to visit it. It means so much to so many people.
Yeah, everybody I've talked to so far is 100% behind it. We just got to get enough interest and get some politics involved and get some direction.
Okay. Jeff, thank you so much for what you do in the Patriot Guard Riders.
Sure.
Thank you always, Jeff. Well, we're going to wrap it up here. It's been wonderful doing this live remote 2013.
You know, honey, it's just so much fun working with you. You know, you're out here and you're just always happy, you know.
Well,
what can
we
I
got
say?
A big thank you so much. You know, I love it too. And we've got a, again, Chicks and Chaps today. We'll be at the rodeo ground in about an hour and a half from now, which is going to be a breast cancer survival fundraiser. And then tonight we'll be at Rodeo Flats. We're going to be hanging out tonight. Tomorrow's the parade.
We'll be there at the parade.
I don't know exactly where.
We'll be down there someplace down there at the last spot there for the announcing. But
it's always
you
another
know
wonderful
what?
Event.
You know what? It's a great place. Come on down to Roaring Gulch. Come on down and get your breakfast. Join us at the rodeo. Join us tomorrow. This is Carl and the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The soon-to-be former head of the IRS says lumping conservative groups together was about efficiency, not politics. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Stephen Miller led off his testimony today with these words.
I want to apologize on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service for the mistakes that we made and the poor service we provided.
Not really enough for many Republicans on the House Ways and Means Committee. Washington's Dave Reichert pressed Miller on past testimony in which he denied knowledge of any targeting effort.
Did not this committee have the right to know?
I answered all questions I was asked.
So your answer is a non-answer once again.
Miller said that Tea Party groups were originally lumped together so agents could more quickly process those applications for tax-exempt status. Chris?
President Obama is in Baltimore at an elementary school, then a company that makes dredging equipment. He'll give a speech there about the economy scheduled for 1:20 p.m. Eastern. Then he'll visit a job.